Welcome to Preaching Into the Mirror. I'm Sharmini Kumar. Each week I'm spending time in some of the stories of Jesus, according to the Gospel readings of the Revised Common Lectionary, if that means anything to you. And I'm preaching the sermon that I think I most need to hear. You can't tell, but I look myself in the eye while I'm preaching via a mirror. You're welcome to eavesdrop. This week's passage is Matthew 14, verses 22 to 33. Jesus goes out for a stroll on the stormy waves. The disciples are terrified, but Peter gets to do a bit of walking on water himself before he starts to sink and needs to be rescued. Peter can't swim. He's on a lake in a boat without a life jacket in a storm, and he can't swim. And he looks out at the waves which have come up suddenly. Waves which to him seem to represent all the chaos and the terror that there could possibly be on earth. And Peter wants to leave the boat. He wants to get out into the water. He can't even swim, probably not even doggy paddle, and he wants to get out there. He tells Jesus that he wants to be out there in the chaos. Maybe he senses the fragility of the boat. Peter was a fisherman. He was familiar with boats. They would have been like a second home to him. But when a boat's being tossed around in the wind and the waves, it doesn't matter how familiar it is. It feels unstable. It feels unsafe. And maybe it was so rough out there, he couldn't even hang on to the side of the boat. So he felt like there was no difference between being on the boat and being in the lake. But it's when Peter casts himself into the mercy of the chaos that he has an encounter with Jesus. It's when he loses all control of the situation, when his expertise is of no help whatsoever. When he's in so much trouble that throwing himself overboard seems like a sensible option, it's then that he gets to know Jesus better. He's taking a massive risk and he knows it. The disciples were all terrified. They're not sure if what they were seeing was a ghost. They're not sure if Jesus is walking on the water as a conqueror or walking as the one who brought all the chaos. But Peter jumps overboard anyway, trusting that in the middle of peril, in the middle of danger and fear, that Jesus is good. Maybe he really felt that there were no other options. Or maybe he'd come to love Jesus enough by this time that his instinct was to trust in Jesus' goodness. But maybe it doesn't matter why, because for whatever reason, he trusted Jesus and Jesus rescued him. He didn't trust perfectly. He took his eyes off Jesus, he got scared, whatever it was that happened, and he needed rescuing again. But it didn't matter. It didn't matter that he didn't get everything right. It didn't matter that he got scared. It didn't matter because he called out to Jesus again, and Jesus was there again. This wasn't Peter's first storm. In Matthew's account, Jesus had rescued the disciples from a storm before in chapter 8. The disciples are getting practice at being thrown into turmoil and having Jesus rescued them. I'm getting some practice too. With every stormy situation or scary event, there's an option for me to throw myself into the chaos and hope to meet Jesus there, or to cower in the boat for safety. I have not got the faith thing perfect, but I'm slowly learning that the chaos is where I meet Jesus. I'm slowly learning that Jesus is there in the storm. I'm slowly learning that Jesus has got me. I'm slowly learning to trust that Jesus is good. I want to keep learning. I want to keep trusting. I want to keep meeting Jesus wherever that happens, even if it's the middle of a storm. Amen.